The extremely local news now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey joins us from Black Club Chicago with news out of Logan Square. And this is pretty cool. An independent record label looking for Chicago's unrecorded talent. Seamus?
That's right, Bob. This is Rose's Lounge in Logan Square. It's at 3420 West Armitage. It's been there for about 40 years, and it's just a great local blues and R&B club. Just a wonderful small neighborhood spot. And they just launched Rose's Lounge Records, independent record label. You know, like you said, they're trying to get some younger talent or people that just don't have the wherewithal to navigate some of the legal stuff of recording your music and distributing it, mostly on social media, but they're going to do, they will do stuff on vinyl and on tape and some other things just to sort of go old school. But yeah, kind of a cool idea. Tony Mangiulo and his wife Marnie Willenson have been running this place for 40 years, and this was kind of like a pandemic thing. They were doing a lot of things over Zoom and on YouTube, and they realized they had this treasure trove of recordings, so they said, hey, we know how to do this. Why don't we start our own label? We'll give the artists all full creative control. They retained all the licensing for it, and just trying to give people a little boost and spread the blues and a little bit of rock.
Good idea. In Humboldt Park, there is a Chicagoan who is famous for biking with no front wheel. I don't understand how this works. Explain,
yes.
Please.
Yes, we do like to focus on local oddities, and we're going to call Emilio Quiles a local oddity. Going around the city might see this guy. He's a 19-year-old. He's got a white bike, and that's not the thing you're going to notice. It's the fact that he's got no front wheel. It's not a unicycle. It's a regular bike, but he basically just pops a wheelie everywhere he goes. He really doesn't have an option at this point, and he's become kind of a viral hit. He's got an Instagram page with 50,000 followers, and he goes everywhere. He does these critical mass bike rides where hundreds of bicyclists go by, and he's the star of the show. And you're asking yourself, why, Bob? Why would I do this? Basically, he said he was trying to fix his front tire to fix the brake, and the wheel was off, and he's like, oh, I wonder if I could ride it like that. And he said he nailed it on his first try, wiped out only a few times, and he was just having so much fun. He got so much reaction that he's been doing it and got to make it a name for himself. And he said he gets everywhere he goes, people are honking their horns at him, and I'd like to think that's in support, but it also may be you know get the heck out of my way.
Crowd favorite, a critical mass cyclists get together from around the city, 6 p.m. Fridays at Daly Plaza. More at blackclubchicago.org, including the story about Barack Obama and catch up. That's a good one. Thank you, Seamus Toomey. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.